USA Radio News.
Charges have been dismissed against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder in relation to the Flint water case. He's the eighth person to have a case thrown out in the scandal after a unanimous opinion from the state Supreme Court over the summer. Carrie Lake is challenging her defeat in the Arizona gubernatorial election from last month. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Katie Hobbs, the state's Democratic Secretary of State. The vote count between the two candidates is outside of the margin needed to trigger a recount. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin forces have turned the city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of his country into ruins. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been focused on the four Ukrainian provinces that he has claimed to have annexed into the Russian Federation. The American soccer community is mourning the loss of Grant Wall, the soccer journalist died while covering the World Cup in Qatar. He was 48. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com. Refundsasap.com.